Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
This is another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsci, with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. They're our local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management, serving you in Middle Georgia and with offices in Dublin and Macon. You can find out more about us online at CompleteThePlan.com. Let's go to the mailbag and get that question answered first before we get into other serious events today that we're going to talk about. This one comes from Annie in Macon, who says, hey, Dan, most of my 401k is invested in company stock. Is that bad?
I would say that is bad. You want to be more diversified than that, Annie. Having, you know, everyone's heard the adage, don't have too many of your eggs in one basket. Having too much of your money into one stock, it's a lot different even than having one mutual fund. A lot of the mutual funds that are offered in your 401k are going to be very broadly diversified, and you're going to own a lot of different large cap stocks. But if you just own company stock, you only have all your money on one company, and if that company, and typically you're going to see more volatility out of individual stocks. That's why you want to own a lot of them instead of just one. So we probably don't want to have more than 10%. I wouldn't have more than 5% in company stock, but 10% at the most. And if you need help choosing those funds and getting diversified, please give us a call, and we'll be glad to help you with that.
Well, thanks, Annie. I hope that's helpful. Bill, how about your fun fact this week?
Oh, this was a lot of fun, Steve, a lot of fun. This comes from the master Warren Buffett. Of course, we all know him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, the stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient. So you don't believe it? What's the next time the market turns down?
That's a very good quote, I think. Transferring money from the impatient to the patient. Because people make knee-jerk reactions, and then the next thing you know, they've cashed out and lost money. And then guess who gets it? The person that's patient that's holding it long-term.
Warren Buffett.
Buying it on sale.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. That's interesting. That's the psychology of behavior. Behavior gap is what some people call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the psychology of when it's doing well, we're there. When it's not, we're out.
That's kind of deep and heavy, and it's, I think, over my pay grade. It hurts
over your
to think grade. About, yeah.
Well, we need to give you a raise then.
Yeah.
Just think about it, though. Conceptually, that it is absolutely what happens.
Yep.
You become impatient, and then you're out.
Yep. Having a plan keeps you from being impatient because you're sticking to your guns. What's written
Not only that, you got a strategy in place to get you through it.
And it could keep you from retiring. You could put it off longer than you need to. If you don't have a plan, you won't know that. I mean, sometimes people say they don't want to retire, and sometimes they really mean it, but other times it's just a defense mechanism to compensate for the fact that they feel like they can't retire, maybe because of your fun fact. So let's explore some of the possible meanings behind the statement. All right, guys?
Sounds good.
The statement is, I don't want to retire. I love my career.
Well, that certainly can be used as a defense mechanism. I hope most people love what they're doing, especially if they've been at their job a long time or working into their 60s or 70s. But at some point, that certainly would become a defense mechanism. If you get really uncomfortable talking about the future and talking about finances, people will use all kind of excuses to avoid dealing with reality, saying, you know, I don't need to plan because I'm going to work forever. I love my career. At some point in the future, your health is going to change. There's going to be changes to your industry. The company you work for may change hands. Something may happen. And guess what? Having a plan in place ahead of time before that is going to make you feel so much better and so much more prepared for retirement. And sometimes if it's early retirement, you already know what changes you may need to make, or if you need to work part-time, if something like that were to happen. So you don't want to just avoid dealing with retirement income planning. It's really the most important thing you're going to do as you approach your retirement.
And Security First Asset Management will be glad to do a financial review with you. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Another defense mechanism is the statement, I'd be bored if I was retired.
You know, you certainly need to have something to do. Daniel just pointed his finger at me. I don't know what that means. I'll have to let him explain that some other point in time there. You know, it's hard to cold turkey. Most people would not be set up very well cold turking from a job. You need to have an idea of what you do want to do. And it may be simply you're tired of doing what you're doing. Maybe you love what you're doing and don't really want to retire because you're not so sure what you'll do with your time. You know, you're used to having responsibilities and want responsibilities. Sometimes just a career change may be something that's welcome in some people's lives where maybe they're overstressed and they don't want to retire, but they don't want to work where they're working. So maybe a shift to another job, maybe on a part-time basis, will help ease them into retirement. That's always a good way to look at it, where your better quality of life because you reduce some of the stress, and then you can move on slowly by working part-time, maybe easing into retirement. So that's also something some people can do. And rarely do we want just to go cold turkey, because if you're active and used to work and used to responsibilities, you'll probably find something to do if you retire anyway, because you'll be bored to death. So there is facts behind it. You need to understand what the real cause of it is. And if you're prepared and you have a good plan in place, then you can make decisions otherwise you couldn't make.
Well, you could use this mechanism by convincing yourself you don't have enough money to retire on. There are a lot of people who probably are in that position, but how do you know if you haven't sat down and had a plan written out?
Well, a lot of people really do feel that way. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, depending on how you look, once we've done part of our planning process, we forecast out what their retirement will look like if they were to retire on the date that they told us. So many times, I would say more often than not, people end up being a little bit better off than what they thought they were. They've done a good job accumulating many times assets and just simply don't have a plan in place to see how long it will last. But boy, it brings real peace of mind to know that you're there, that you're able to. And if not, to know what you have to do in order to get prepared. It just brings peace of mind. But I've heard that excuse many times. I don't have enough money to retire. And we sit down and start going through the lifetime income blueprint. In our second meeting, we look and see, is that accurate? And a lot of times it's just an emotional reaction. People assume that they don't have enough money, but they're not taking into account things like their Social Security income, for example. They don't, or maybe they don't realize that their budget is very reasonable and they're going to not have to spend as much of their own money as they think they do in retirement. They can live more off of their Social Security or pension. So it's more about seeing where you're at and getting a snapshot and feeling more confident. Don't make the excuse that you don't have enough money before you know that.
And how about one more? I'm not confident enough in my portfolio, plan, advisor, to just walk away from work right now.
You know, and this is the Fred and Wilma syndrome, I think. You know, they've put away money, they've saved money, they have it in various products, they've been sold, and they're in basically all their life they've been in a stage of accumulation, and now they've got it, and they're not sure what to do with it. They're not sure how they're invested can get them through the rest of their life. They may not be confident in their advisor. They just have things. They have investment things that they, in most cases, don't really understand how they work. So the difference is they don't have a plan in place. They don't really understand the money that they're investing, how they're investing the money, how they can actually turn that money into a lifetime income. So for these types of folks, a true income plan is what they need. They need to have something that can help them understand how they should invest in retirement. It's different when you're accumulating than when you're actually having to take assets out of the bundle of money. So all these things we've been talking about, these defense mechanisms today, they're really statistically proven that folks that have a plan versus those who do not makes all the difference in their life, in their confidence level and when they can retire, in their confidence level and their future. It's peace of mind. It makes all the difference. So we encourage those folks who listen to us today that haven't sat down and really put a real true income plan together, now is the time to do so. So if you're listening and you've accumulated at least $100,000 in assets and you're ready to know where you are in that path to retirement and want to have help to do so, give us a call at 800-987-1443 today. If you've accumulated $100,000, the next 10 callers that call over the next 15 minutes, we'll sit down with you and we'll give you a comprehensive review and we'll start you on your path to understanding how you can take what you've gotten and what you've accumulated and turn it into a lifetime income. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443.
That number again is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Hey, everyone knows that the best defense is a solid offense. Put it in writing at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. What is your defense for not having a retirement plan in writing? Hopefully it's one you will change, if that's your situation, by doing so at 800-987-1443. You can listen, plan, and thrive with Security First Asset Management at 800-987-1443. If you've never sought out a financial coach, this is a good time with a good company who's been in the Middle Georgia area for a long time, helping many people just like us. 800-987-1443. Call that number. Now, next 10 callers, $100,000 in assets, it's your lifetime income blueprint. No obligation at 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions, and we've got more ahead. Stay with us.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. We are glad you are with us. Hearing the words and advice of Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith today at 800-987-1443. That number is the number to call if you would like to tell us your story and look at your specific situation. This is a part of the program we like to, guys, kind of reach back into, I guess, your mental archives here, all the experience that you have, and tell us today about the worst financial product that you've ever found in someone's portfolio when they came to visit you for the first time. You have an example?
Sure. You know, my own philosophy is there's no such thing as a bad financial product. It's just, it doesn't make sense in that particular situation. So there are times where certain products that carry fees may help you. If you need guaranteed income, for example, you'll see a variable annuity and a portfolio, and it carries fees that can give you guaranteed income for life. But there's other fees, mortality and expense charges, mutual fund management fees inside of variable annuities. So one thing that I hate to see, and it happens from time to time, is I will look in someone's portfolio and I'll do an analysis of their situation and find out that they have enough income without having to pay for a guaranteed income stream through a variable annuity, and they're paying for extra bells and whistles that they just simply don't need in their situation. And many times it can cost people thousands of dollars over the term of that investment product. And so that's one of the worst things you see, is people paying for stuff that they don't need and will never use. And so we want to help them correct that, obviously. So
yeah, our job, Steve, is to really kind of find out what the job is and utilize the products and services that will have a probability of a very high success ratio. So we're not recommending the same product or something all the time. That's not what we do. What we do is try to find the very best solution that fits the need of the individual. And so if an income benefit rider, such as Daniel talked about, inside a variable annuity is one of the answers, or inside a fixed index annuity, or whatever the case may be, if that fits the need and can derive the income that we're trying to accomplish in that segment of the planning, then that's what we'll utilize. But I'm like Daniel. All these products have positive and negative benefits. What happens is they have poor placement, poor allocation. And so it's a matter of defining the job and using the right product to get the solution we're trying to accomplish.
And make sure that you have, like the folks at Security First Asset Management, fiduciaries who are looking out for your best interests and not their own. And that makes product placement that much more successful. You can call Retirement Income Solutions. Thank you for that story, gentlemen, at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. This might seem intuitive, but did you know it's illegal to drive a car through a playground in Dublin? Don't make a financial wreck out of your retirement plan. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
Hey, we continue once again with Retirement Income Solutions. And we hope you've found some value so far in what you've heard today. And you can call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Once again, to the mailbag, if we may, with Kevin in Warner Robins, has this question for you, Bill. My employer said they're going to stop matching 401k contributions in a few months because they have to offset rising health insurance costs. If I'm not getting a match, should I just stop contributing to my 401k and save money somewhere else?
Kevin, that's an excellent question, and you're not alone. There's a lot of businesses that have either cut back on their contributions or matching or suspended them for a period of time because of cash flow. So that's an unfortunate situation, but that should not 100% deter you from doing your own personal savings there. Remember, the match is free money. That's always good. But you have other benefits for doing that right now. You have tax deferred growth. That's always part of some of the plan that makes 401ks attractive. So the ease of doing it as well on a pre-tax basis is another benefit. You might ask if they have a Roth component to the 401k. If they do, and you're not concerned that much about the tax savings today, but like to have future tax-free growth, maybe you shift to that. But nevertheless, you need to realize that inside a 401k, with or without a match, you can actually put away a lot more money than you can in an individual IRA. So we'd encourage you to save money, obviously. And if you can afford to save the max, you're better off saving inside your 401k and you are trying to do an individual IRA outside of it. So the first thing I'd check before you made a decision to move elsewhere is whether they have a Roth component. And if they do, then you can put a whole lot more money in that Roth inside the 401k if it's a 401k Roth than you could outside an individual 401k or individual Roth. So don't stop saving. Just kind of find out what some alternatives are so that you can make the right decision.
And Kevin, if you'd like to know more, feel free to give us a call at the office at 800-987-1443. And Bill and Daniel, let's talk about another component in most 401ks, and that would be mutual funds. And it also may be that if you have only one investment right now, it's likely an investment that has mutual funds in it because more people either have 401ks or maybe that's a first investment they will often make. So let's talk about them because they're the most popular way for us to invest. But the landscape is changing. So let's talk about what percentage of your clients owned mutual funds in one form or another when they first came to see you. Do you know?
I would say around 90% or so of people have owned or currently own, when I first meet with them, mutual funds. And they're a very good way to get broad diversification in the market at relatively low cost, especially, you know, in your 401k. But as we begin to have conversations, usually the reason people are invested in mutual funds are because that's what's been offered to them through their 401k. And they can provide good solutions for folks. Right now, though, I lean more towards individual stocks for many people or ETFs. Lower expense ratios with exchange-traded funds, which are similar to mutual funds. They don't cost quite as much. And then the purpose of owning individual stocks instead of mutual funds at this point is that you can find better deals on individual stocks. Mutual funds own so many, are so broadly diversified, that generally they own a lot of individual stocks inside of those funds that may be drastically overvalued. So we'd rather handpick individual securities at this point.
All right. Would you explain expense ratios in mutual funds? What is it and why is it important for us to understand?
Well, mutual funds are, like Daniel was just saying, there's multiple stocks and or bonds or a combination of such that make up the mutual fund itself. And there's a management fee for that. That's one of the expenses that are involved. There's marketing costs. Those are called 12b1 fees that are kind of back-end fees. Their acquisition costs involved in that. So there's a whole plethora of all types of expenses inside the cost of the mutual funds. So the ratio percentage is basically a component of the value versus what the expenses are. So you want to find an expense ratio inside a mutual fund that's the lowest possible. And that can be happened. There are a lot of funds that have low expense ratios, but the thing to realize is if I'm paying more in expenses, then obviously my growth is hindered somewhat because it costs more to maintain it. So look around. You know, you can find expense ratios that are a lot less with the same type of mutual fund maybe being offered by a different firm. So that's a very key component to look at. What does it cost you to own what you have?
We're talking about mutual funds right now, and if you have some and don't understand those, feel free to set up a visit with Bill or Daniel, or who knows, maybe both. 800-987-1443 is the number, 800-987-1443. And he explained loaded mutual funds. What do front load, back load, and no load me?
All right, so mutual funds historically, you know, would be sold in A, B, or C shares and sometimes institutional shares. A front-loaded mutual fund means that before your money gets invested, a portion of your own assets are used for a commission, and that's considered a front-end loaded fund. The price range can be anywhere from 3-6% of your money that would be used for paying a commission when you do an A share upfront loaded fund. Now, why would anyone do that? Well, the ongoing expenses in an A share are less expensive. So if you're working with an advisor and you're a bit younger and you're planning on holding that fund a long time, well, it can be a better deal to go ahead and have an A share fund. We typically don't deal with loaded funds like that. A back-end load, let's get to that first, is when you go to sell a fund. If you sell it prior to a certain time period, you can have to pay a back-end sales load in a mutual fund. Many times those are B shares. And then a no-load fund means that there's no sales load, there's just their regular management fees that your mutual fund manager would receive. So it can be somewhat confusing. You want to understand what you own. And even inside of your 401k, there's different types of share classes many times. So you want to typically know what you're owning and what the expenses are. And one of the best predictors of long-term success of mutual funds are lower costs, tend to perform better over time.
What are some of the tax issues that mutual funds can create?
Well, when you talk about tax issues, in an IRA or 401k, that's all taxable. So that's one side of the coin. But the question seems to be geared to having mutual funds in a non-qualified account or retail account. And there are short-term gains in some mutual funds, which are taxes or new income. So you'll get a 1099 that states that at the end of the year. There's also long-term capital gains involved in the ownership of a mutual fund. So you would, be again, get a 1099 at the end of the year showing you had long-term capital gains. There's also interest, which could be ordinary, and dividends. And dividends could or could not be taxed depending on your tax bracket. So there's several different consequences of taxes inside owning a mutual fund outside of an IRA. Now, inside an IRA, it's 100% taxable, so you don't get the breaks between capital, long-term, short-term gains, or ordinary income or dividends.
Should mutual funds be eliminated altogether? I mean, how often, if at all, do you incorporate mutual funds into your clients' portfolios?
Well, mutual funds, again, can provide great diversification. There are some funds that are meant to go into more of a defensive position as the market conditions change. We feel it's important to protect our clients from downside risk in many cases. If they get close to retirement or close to the time where they need to start spending some of their funds, it might be appropriate to have a portion of their portfolio in some type of a fund that can go into a more defensive position as the market is declining. So there are situations where they can be very useful. So the answer is yes, we do use them in some cases, but they're not generally the core position of the portfolio. But all of that depends on what the individual circumstances may show us. Most importantly, we want to make sure our clients, when we sit down with them, they have a comprehensive plan and don't just own individual products. We want to make sure that it's all in the scope of a written income plan we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We're really passionate about making sure that everyone has an income plan. 90% of people do not have an income plan. They simply have savings and investments but aren't sure how long they're going to last in retirement. We're offering a complimentary financial review to anyone listening right now. The next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call in the next 15 minutes and we will walk you through our Lifetime Income Blueprint process and make sure that you actually have an income plan so you can feel confident you'll have that income that you need throughout your retirement. Call us at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. Next 10 callers in the next 15 minutes who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, let us help you make sure that you have an income plan in place so that you can thrive and have an enjoyable retirement.
In Middle Georgia, call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. All mutual funds are not equal. You should let Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, evaluate your current investments with a no-obligation lifetime income blueprint at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You put it in writing, you get peace of mind, flexibility. You're able to change, adapt, and survive with income for life. Your lifetime income blueprint awaits for the next 15 minutes. I'd call now, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Well, we've come to the end of another Security First Asset Management program, gentlemen, and I thank you so much again for your expertise as always. And I know that there are a lot of listeners who are hearing us right now who you've already met with and continue to get good advice from you. And we know there's a few who need to make that call, right?
That's
you
right.
800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Security First Asset Management, serving Middle Georgia, Dublin and Macon. Offices there. Check us out online at CompleteThePlan.com. And we thank you for joining us today. For Bill and Daniel, I'm Steve, and this has been another Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.